Filled with excitement and curiosity, Jacob ran as fast as his legs would carry him to get to his destination. Jacob suspected that the lightning had hit down around the big old oak tree in the middle of what used to be a cornfield, but as he approached the area, he could not find any signs. He began to wonder if he was mistaken about where it had landed, so he decided to climb the oak tree to get a better view. After he climbed up around 40 feet, he looked around and surveyed the scenery. It was a great view of the field and the valley off in the distance. He took his time scanning the field for any evidence of burned areas. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw a reflective object. This could be a piece of mirror or glass, or maybe something else more interesting. He climbed down to get a closer look. As he approached the object, he could see that it definitely was not glass or a mirror. It was some sort of rock. He picked it up. It was about the size of a tennis ball with an octagon shape. One side was shiny and smooth, while the other was dull and rough. "Cool!" he exclaimed, as he started running home with the object in his hand, eagerly wanting to show it to his mother. The only other thing exciting in his life was the up-and-coming move of the family. They were going to relocate to New York so his dad could keep his job, as the local company was downsizing. Their house was already on the market, and most of their possessions were in boxes. When Jacob arrived back at his house, the moving truck was parked in the driveway, and two movers were loading it up. As he passed them and ran inside of the house, he yelled, "Mom, Mom, check this out! Look at this!" were the last words out of his mouth before he fell to the floor in the living room. He felt exhausted and drained for some reason. Had he really run that hard and fast? Was he really that out of shape? He didn't understand how he could be that tired after such a short jaunt home. He felt terrible, almost paralyzed, as he tried with all his might to get up but failed. His mom approached him with a look of horror across her face. "What's wrong with you? What's the matter? Jacob?" There was no reply. Jacob had totally collapsed and his eyes rolled back into his skull. His mom called out for his dad. "Mark, come quick! Something is wrong with Jacob!" His dad moved quickly to his son's side and shook him. There was no reaction. He slapped him smartly on the cheek, and still nothing. Then they noticed an object in his hand and tried to remove it. Mark was a former college wrestling star and still kept his body in excellent condition with weights and manual labor. But no matter how hard he pulled on the object, he could not pry it loose. During the next pull on the object, his mom noticed a grimace of pain on her son's face. Jennifer yelled out, "Stop! Look at his face!" Mark looked and saw his son's face wrinkled in agony, so he stopped.
"Call 911," he told his wife.
They waited for what seemed like hours until the ambulance arrived. All they could do was watch their son lay there unconscious. The paramedics quickly began to check Jacob's vital signs, which were normal. They questioned his parents as to what happened prior to their son's collapse. They told the paramedics that Jacob had been out exploring and had run home with something he had found, collapsed, and despite their best efforts, they could not dislodge the object from his hand, nor arouse him. The paramedics then started to pry the object, but they saw his vital signs jump up erratically, so they stopped. They decided to just get the boy to the hospital and let the doctors determine what to do. Once they arrived at the hospital, Dr. Amador did an initial evaluation and ordered a series of blood works and a CAT scan to get a better look at the object. They placed Jacob in an isolation room for fear of contamination. They had no idea of why he had collapsed or if he could spread it to anyone else, but they didn't want to take any chances. When the CAT scan machine was ready, they took him down and moved his body onto the table. As the machine started to take its first images, a terrible noise emanated from the machine. It started smoking, then poof, it stopped working, and then it was dead.